The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I remember visiting my grandparents' place in the Appalachian Mountains as a kid. As we approached the house, I was awash with memories of my childhood visits. My grandparents had a sprawling property boasting a few acres of land, meaning the nearest neighbor was too far away to visit on foot. Despite the distance, the isolation of their property only added to its charm. I vividly recall sitting on the front porch with my grandpa, nestled in his lap, as we watched the sun slowly dip below the horizon. The sky would be painted with a breathtaking array of colors, ranging from deep oranges to soft pinks and everything in between. As I sat there, soaking up the moment's beauty, I couldn't help but feel a sense of peace and tranquility wash over me. These memories are forever etched into my mind, and I hold them dear. My grandparents had passed away a few months ago before this, and that was around the same time I dropped out of college. I was a typical gifted high school student, but got burnt out fast in college. I was only 21 and could still finish my degree, but my parents insisted that I stay at my grandparents' house for a while as some sort of punishment. They needed someone to watch the place until they decided what to do with it, and they were pissed off for me leaving college, so they just figured putting me up there with no transportation would make for a good punishment. "What if I run out of groceries?" I asked, trying to find a way out of the punishment. "We'll have someone deliver your groceries each week," my mom said as she kept her eyes on the road with no expression. I could tell she was still livid. I sighed and relaxed my shoulders in defeat as I stared out with my head resting on the window. The trees were green spurs on each side of the road, moving too fast to ultimately make out what you were seeing. As we approached a sharp turn, we slowed down just enough to make out a prominent figure hiding deep in the tree's darkness. I try to keep my eyes on it, but the trees are blurry from the speed again after the turn. Suddenly, another memory enters my mind. I remember seeing that figure in the trees every time we came up here to visit. It was just a shadowy figure hiding in the darkness. I was too young to understand what it meant. Now, as I get older, I start to question its presence. The car stops outside the house, and I look at the trees before leaving. My mom grabs my suitcase, taking it out of the trunk. "Come on, you have to go inside and unpack," she says, her tone still cold. I follow her to the front door, trying not to trip on the creaky wooden stairs. The inside of the house is exactly how I remember it from my childhood visits. The same old furniture, the same knickknacks on the shelves, the same smell of lavender and wood polish. But there's something else, too. an unsettling feeling in the air, like something isn't quite right. I shrugged it off, telling myself it was just my imagination, or maybe the feeling of being in the house of someone no longer living. I unpacked my suitcase and put my clothing in the same dresser I'd used when I was younger. My room is right next to the one my grandparents used to share, and I could hear every creak and groan from the old floorboards as if they were next to me. I lie on the bed, staring at the ceiling, trying to ignore the strange sensation of being watched. I turned my head to look at the room, but see nothing. Suddenly, my mom enters the room.
"All right, like I said, you'll get groceries every week. You should be fine for what we stocked you up with now."
I sigh. "Thanks, Mom." She sits down next to me on the bed.
"Kev, I know this is going to suck for you, but if you're not in school, at least you could help us out here. It's only for a few months, and then you could come back and we'll talk about re-enrolling."
She kissed me on the forehead, told me that she loved me, and left. Suddenly, I was here alone in a dead house. I explored the house to keep my mind off the creepy feeling that something isn't quite right. I wander through the living room, noticing how the furniture had been rearranged since I was last here. The once cozy spot where my grandma would knit and my grandpa would read the paper now feels cold and unused. I enter the kitchen, where the familiar smell of lavender and wood polish greets me. The groceries are neatly stacked on the counter, just like my mom had said it would be. As I stood near the window above the kitchen sink, I noticed that the sun was setting, causing the room to gradually become darker with each passing minute. The fading light cast a warm and comforting glow on the floor, illuminating the dust particles that seemed to dance in the air. I took a deep breath, trying to shake off the uneasy feeling gnawing at me since I entered the house. Despite the beautiful view outside, this house felt wrong. It was like some hidden secret lurking out of sight, waiting to be discovered. I tried to keep my mind occupied, so I turned the TV on and watched an episode of SpongeBob. That was the show I would always watch when I came over, since my parents didn't have cable. The familiar theme song played, and the cartoon characters danced across the screen. But even though the show was the same, something felt off. There was tension in the air as if someone was watching me. I glanced around the room, but everything looked the same as it always had. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see a window, and suddenly, something darts off the corner of the curtain. I whip my head around, but whatever it was, it's gone. My heart races as I try to calm myself down. I take a deep breath and tell myself it was just my imagination, or maybe a stray animal. But that feeling in the pit of my stomach won't go away. I lean against the couch, trying to focus on the TV again. SpongeBob is still dancing across the screen, but I can't shake the feeling that someone or something is watching me. My skin crawls, and I can't help but glance over at the room again. The kitchen is still neat and organized, but now it feels claustrophobic. I get up to look for the key to the liquor cabinet, hoping it would be stocked by Gramps before he passed. I find it in his usual spot behind the old family photo and open the cabinet. There are rows upon rows of bottles, all neatly arranged and labeled. My heart races with anticipation as I reach for a bottle of scotch and pour myself a shot. Taking a sip, I closed my eyes and savor the warmth that spreads through my chest. It feels good, almost comforting, like Gramps' familiar embrace. I pour another shot and sit at the kitchen table, lost in thought. I hear a creak from upstairs, like someone walking across the floor. I glanced up at the ceiling, heart racing, but it's just the old house settling. Or maybe it's just my imagination again. The television drones on in the background, but I barely register it anymore. After a few more drinks, my vision blurred and my eyelids heavy. I stumbled to my room, my steps unsteady and my mind foggy. As I collapsed onto the comforter, the room spun around me. Suddenly, I caught a glimpse of a creature darting across the ceiling, but I was too inebriated to care. I closed my eyes and drifted into a deep sleep. The next thing I knew, I woke up with...
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
With my face pressed against the cold, hard tiles of the bathroom floor. I couldn't remember how I got there, but the evidence painted a clear picture. There was a trail of vomit leading from my bed to the toilet, and I was snuggled up against it as if it was my only friend. The room was still spinning, and my head was pounding with the after effects of a wild night. I have never felt this bad in my life. I honestly thought I was dying, so I called my mom, who asked if I had eaten or drunk something terrible. I heard laughing after telling her how many scotch glasses I had.
Honey, you have a hangover. Just take it easy and stay away from Grandpa's scotch,
she said, chuckling before ending the conversation. My head ached. My stomach turned, my forehead was sweaty, and my vision was sensitive to even my phone on the minimum brightness. I had never felt so miserable, so I tried to sleep it off. I would sleep for about 45 minutes before waking up to my body, not knowing which side it would come off of. That night, after a long and exhausting day, I finally managed to muster the energy to get out of bed and make breakfast for dinner. As I slowly walked downstairs, hoping to find some comfort in a warm meal, I couldn't help but notice that the living room was in complete disarray. The couch cushions were flipped over, and the coffee table was on its side. My heart started racing, and I felt a sudden dread wash over me. I hadn't done that, at least not that I remembered. As I tiptoed towards the kitchen, trying to be as quiet as possible, I heard a sudden bump coming from inside. I froze, trying to hear anything else, but the silence was deafening. My imagination ran wild, and I couldn't help but think someone was here with me. As I slowly entered the kitchen, my heart pounding, I found nothing unusual. but the unease lingered, and I couldn't shake the feeling that I was not alone. I eat my meager dinner, trying not to think about the strange events that had been happening. As I cleaned up the dishes, I catch a glimpse of movement out of the corner of my eye. I turn around, but there's nothing there. Just the empty living room. Grandpa had always told stories about monsters in these mountains and how there was creatures that fed on fear and loneliness. And right now, I was feeling more alone than ever. The Dogman, a creature that had always been a source of fascination and fear for many, is said to inhabit the dark and shadowy corners of the Appalachian Mountains. It's a terrifying and mysterious creature that stands at least 7 feet tall, with a lean and muscular build covered in dark fur-covered skin. Its eyes are said to be glowing orbs of yellow, and they are known to pierce through the darkness with an otherworldly intensity that could make even the bravest of hearts quiver with fear. The creature's head, which resembles a wolf's, is adorned with pointed ears and a long snout that reveals its razor-sharp teeth. Its arms end in long, clawed fingers capable of quickly rending flesh. Moreover, the Dogman is known to move with predatory grace, stalking its prey with silent footsteps and striking with deadly accuracy. Despite its fearsome appearance, the Dogman possesses an uncanny intelligence that it uses the toy with its victims before delivering a final deadly strike. Its howls echo through the mountains and are said to be chilling and terrifying, striking fear into the heart of all who hear them. I quickly shook this story out of my mind as I tried calming myself down. It was just a story after all. Throughout the night, I heard bumps and creaks all around me. I was finally able to fall asleep at 2 a.m. The next morning, I felt even worse than the day before. My body ached, and my head felt like it was in a vice. I dragged myself out of bed and made some coffee, hoping it would help. As I was about to drink it, I noticed a strange note on the counter. It was written in blood. "You're next," it said. Shaking with fear, I quickly called the police. They told me to stay where I was and lock all the doors and windows. I did as they said, but I couldn't help but feel a sense of dread as I waited for them to arrive. Hours passed and still no one came. The Dogman was toying with me, just like Grandpa had warned. I gave up hope of the cops showing up when the sun began its descent. So I mustered the courage to peer out of the window again. To my horror, the Dogman was still there, crouched low on the ground in front of the house. Its sleek and glossy fur absorbed what little light remained, giving it an otherworldly aura. Each hair stood on end, crackling with an eerie energy that sent shivers down my spine. With its head thrown back, the Dogman released a haunting howl that reverberated through the mountains, causing the earth to tremble beneath my feet. The sound was primal, filled with a malevolent energy that seemed to seep into my bones. As the creature continued to howl, its eyes locked onto mine, the glowing orbs burning with an intense, otherworldly light. It felt like the beast could see into my soul, peeling back the layers of my being with its gaze alone. Its clawed fingers dug into the dirt, leaving deep trenches behind as it struggled to contain itself. The muscles beneath its fur rippled with a predatory grace, coiled and ready to strike at a moment's notice. And then, in an instant, it was gone, disappearing into the shadows with a speed that left me reeling. After making another frantic call to the authorities, I only held out a little hope that they would arrive this time. Despite my pleas for help, I could sense the disbelief in their tone. Despite my best efforts, they weren't taking the situation as seriously as they should have been. I could hear its heavy breathing through the house windows, the hot, rank breath fogging the glass as it peered in at me. No matter where I went, I felt its gaze following me, trapping me in its malevolent stare. I was frozen, unable to move or even scream, as the creature shifted slightly, revealing its muscular haunches and razor-sharp claws. Its fur bristled with anticipation as it slowly arched its back, preparing to pounce. I managed to leap out of the way just in time, narrowly avoiding the full force of its claws. Despite my agility, I still felt a searing pain as the razor-sharp claws grazed my arm, leaving behind a deep, jagged scratch. Warm blood dripped down my arm, splattering onto the hardwood floors as I staggered backward, clutching my wounded limb. The pain was excruciating, pulsing through my veins with every beat of my heart. I knew I had to act fast. With trembling hands, I rushed to the bathroom to assess the damage. The wound wasn't deep, but it was deep enough to cause a considerable amount of bleeding. Grimacing, I reached for the first aid kit, my hands shaking as I retrieved the necessary supplies. With a mixture of rubbing alcohol and peroxide, I cleaned the wound as best as I could, wincing as it stung against my torn flesh. Gauze in hand, I carefully wrapped my injured arm, trying to stem the flow of blood as best as I could. But despite my efforts, the pain continued to throb relentlessly, a constant reminder of the danger that lurked just outside the door. Realizing I couldn't risk leaving the bathroom safety, I fashioned a makeshift bed out of towels, but sleep remained elusive. I spent the long hour.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Hours of the night staring at the closed door, every creak and groan of the old house sending a jolt of fear coursing through my veins. Occasionally, I would hear the low, guttural growl from the crack beneath the door, a constant reminder of the danger lurking outside. The dogman was toying with me, and I knew it. It could easily break down this flimsy door and reach me if it wanted to. So why didn't it? The question gnawed at my mind, filling me with dread and uncertainty. As the sun rose through the tiny window above the shower, casting a pale light into the room, I realized I hadn't heard anything outside the door for hours. The absence of the dogman's menacing presence was a relief and a cause for concern. I knew the creature didn't often show itself during the day. I had only ever seen it at night or sunset. With this assumption in mind, I resolved to find something to defend myself with until nightfall. Tentatively, I went down the hall to my grandpa's study. The familiar room greeted me, filled with old books and knickknacks collected over the years. Grandpa's desk stood at the center of the room, covered in papers and half-finished crossword puzzles, just as I remembered it. With a sense of urgency, I searched through the cluttered drawers, my hands trembling as I rifled through the contents. Finally, my fingers closed around what I was looking for. His old journal. It was weathered and faded, but the pages were filled with neatly written detailing his encounters with the Dogman and the rituals he had used to keep it at bay. Flipping through the yellowed pages, I found his entry about the Dogman. It detailed an ancient ritual to banish the creature, but the instructions were complicated and involved several items I had yet to see around the house. According to Grandpa's journal, I needed various herbs that could be found growing around the house, and water from the spring a couple of miles away. Determined to rid myself of the Dogman's torment, I gathered the necessary ingredients. The trek to the spring was arduous, but I was relieved to be out of the oppressive atmosphere of the house. On my way back, I collected the water and most of the herbs, eager to return home and perform the ritual. Back at the house, I searched more methodically, scouring every room and corner for the remaining herbs. The Dogman's presence loomed heavily over me as I moved through the familiar spaces, its growls, the scratches echoing through the walls and floors. It seemed to know exactly where I was at all times, taunting me with its presence but never showing itself. Finally, I found the last item on the list, a handful of sacred herbs that were supposed to be ground into a powder and sprinkled around the house's perimeter. I gathered the herbs and returned to my grandfather's study, where I found a small grinder beside his desk. With careful hands, I grounded the herbs into a fine powder, making sure not to spill any. Heart pounding, I hurried back to the living room, ready to perform the ritual and rid myself of the Dogman's malevolent presence once and for all. Determined, I opened the front door and stepped outside, the ground crunching beneath my feet as I moved around the house's perimeter. Taking handfuls of the powdered herbs, I sprinkled them around the house's base, chanting the ancient words from my grandfather's journal as I did so. As I spoke the words, the air seemed to hum with energy, and I could feel the weight of centuries-old magic settling around me. But as I finished the final word, I felt a sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach. Nothing had changed. I could still feel the Dogman's presence, its malevolent energy lingering like a thick fog. Despair washed over me as I realized that the ritual had failed, and I was still trapped in the creature's grasp. Disheartened, I sat on the front porch steps, my back against the wooden frame. I didn't know what else to do. Maybe I should just call my mom and hope that she believes me. I have a scratch on my arm, but I'm sure she would assume I got drunk again and fell or something. I sat there noticing the sunset, realizing I had spent the entire day doing this, only for it not to work. A wasted day. I heard a familiar growl from behind me. The Dogman was back. I felt a shiver run down my spine as it approached, its wet nose brushing against my shoulder. It seemed to be studying me, its amber eyes unblinking. "What do you want?" I asked, my voice shaking. The Dogman didn't respond, but stood there as if waiting for something. After a few more moments of silence, I decided to try a different approach. Look, I'm sorry if I did something to make you mad. I didn't mean any harm. If there's something I could do to make it stop, just tell me. The dog man cocked its head to the side, studying me intensely. Its eyes narrowed as if trying to understand what I had just said. After silence, it finally responded in a deep, guttural growl. Its growl made me jump and flinch, but it still stood there staring. I took a deep breath and tried again.
Look, I don't know what you want or why you're doing this, but if there's something I could do to make it stop, just tell me. I don't want to hurt you. I just want to go home.
The dog man stared at me for a long moment, its amber eyes again unblinking. Then, slowly it turned its head and looked behind me out to the front yard. It growled again, more profound this time, as if in warning or frustration.
"What do you mean?" I asked, confusion washing over me. "What am I supposed to do?"
It lunged at me, and I fell into darkness before I could do anything. When I woke up, I was surrounded by a medical team in the back of an ambulance, scrambling to help. Suddenly, I felt pain across my face. As I reached up to feel it, one of the EMTs swiped my hand and told me not to touch it. I could see flesh hanging into my eye socket from my forehead. Shocked, I must have passed out again. By the time I was able to completely wake up, I was recovering from multiple surgeries. I felt my face and only felt the wrapping used when healing wounds. I also couldn't feel my left leg, so I removed the sheets to find nothing. My leg was gone. The doctors and nurses came scrambling in when I screamed and sobbed, the pain of my missing leg and the realization of my forever altered face crashing over me like a tidal wave. After they calmed me down, my mom bursted into the room, tears streaming down her face as she enveloped me in a tight hug that bordered on pain. She explained that the cops finally came after receiving several calls from me. My heart sank as I told her I'd called them hours, if not a day, before they showed up. Anger flared in her eyes as she listened, and I could see the fear and frustration etched into her features. When the authorities arrived, they were met with a gruesome scene. The enormous wolf-like creature had my leg in its mouth, and the flesh on my face was mangled beyond recognition. They fired at the beast, but it stood on two legs and darted into the trees before they could get a clear shot. Despite their efforts, they couldn't find it. But forest rangers were dispatched to search the area around the house in case it returned. I tried to tell my mom the whole story, but she quickly shushed me, embarrassment coloring her cheeks. She warned me not to tell anyone, fearing that they would think I was crazy. For 15 years, I kept this horrifying ordeal to myself. Over those years, I acquired a prosthetic for my leg, but there was nothing I could do for my disfigured face. It served as a constant reminder of the trauma I had faced, haunting me every time I looked in the mirror.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Now, faced with a terminal diagnosis of cancer, I made the decision to forego treatment. I'm done with this world, but I refuse to let it take me out on its terms. I've decided to return to the house to confront the creature that had haunted my nightmares for years. I'm at the closest diner, trying to muster the courage to face my fears, knowing I likely won't leave the house alive. As I sit here, I can't help but feel the weight of my impending doom pressing down on me. I've been staring at the figure of the dogman in the trees outside, just like when I was younger. I started writing this to distract myself and prolong my mission, but now I have nothing else to write about. Now, I will head to the house. Wish me luck.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.